Hello, I'm Francine, host of Coping to Care, a podcast series created by Blue Sea that features guests who share their expertise and life experiences. Today, our special guest is Andrew Berg, recreation supervisor for the beautiful city of Rancho Palos Verdes. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, thank you.
Well, how did you get started as a recreation leader? I see that you've dedicated your career to providing great programs for every group.
Well, I think like a lot of people in this profession, I really got my start in recreation by participating in recreation programs as a kid. You know, I grew up in the parks, and after growing up a little bit more, when I found myself needing a job, I found a job as a recreation leader with my local recreation department. At first, I just expected it to be easy and fun and close to home, but I found out pretty quickly that I had a passion for serving the community and for providing those same programs that were so socially and physically beneficial to me as a child, and I was also kind of good at it. So now, many years later, here I am in a different community than where I started, but continuing with the same work.
Oh, great. I'm just curious, which sports were you involved with as a child, and do you still participate today?
Well, I was kind of involved in everything as a child. I mean, soccer, basketball, you know, all of those youth sports that it seems like all my friends signed up for. And then also just general recreation programs, the summer camps, you know, everything from, you know, rock climbing to woodworking and art, kind of everything they offered. I was in at one point or another.
Oh, that's great.
And I still do a lot of those things. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Yeah. I still do too. Just as long as I can, you know, feel up to it and, you know, don't injure myself, then I'll keep doing the running and cycling and swimming and all that good stuff. Now, can you talk about your recreation programs specific to your senior community? How it was before the pandemic, and then we'll talk about how it is today.
Sure. One of our biggest community centers here in Rancho Palos Verdes at Hess Park was a really active gathering place for older adults during the pandemic. We had a really full calendar of activities, you know, fitness, card games, mahjong, things like that, lecture series, even meditation groups. And it was often just a place to meet and socialize. And I think that was one of the most significant things we had going was the center was somewhere our older adults in the community knew they could come, not just for activities, but for a sense of community.
Yes. And then that's because we were trying to coordinate the art classes for the seniors at Hess Park. And then all of a sudden COVID-19 happened. And so now we're doing them virtually. And I know that a lot of your seniors have signed up for Blue Sea Cares virtual painting classes. So that's great that you have Hess Park as your center of activities for seniors. Now, can you talk about the recreation programs now, since things have changed a little bit since the beginning of the pandemic? How do you coordinate your activities, and how are they different right now?
Sure. You know, at first, everything just went away completely. I mean, our doors were closed and our lights were off, and it went from a really vibrant feeling community to a total ghost town. We had to put, you know, the health and safety of our entire community, but specifically the older adults that might be at a higher risk. That was the most important thing to us as a city. And so we understood the importance of shutting down and postponing our programs until we were confident we could bring them all back safely. It took a lot of work. It's still taking a lot of work and patience. But we've been able to slowly reintroduce some things. We're doing some classes virtually, you know, like the ones that you offer, the art classes. We've held some of our own art classes and different workshops online. We're able to hold some in-person outdoor, mostly fitness-related activities. And again, we're able to just provide some outdoor space finally where people in the community can safely gather in small groups. So just being able to open our picnic areas, park spaces for more passive recreation, just to allow people to spend time together has been big for us. And then, of course, we've been able to support organizations like yours that are offering activities to the community that are in line with our own mission. It's been really great to have our parks feeling like they've come back to life a little bit, to give the older adults, especially in the community, access to the spaces and programs that provide, you know, social and emotional engagement that we all need. But I think really importantly, we wouldn't have been able to do any of it without following the state and local guidance for reopening safely. Again, it took a lot of waiting, just waiting for updates. But each time a new update came out, we were able to see what the state and the local health departments advised and adjust our programs accordingly and reintroduce more and more things as quickly as we could, but still focusing, you know, on the health and safety.
Okay. And you did mention that you have worked with a lot of community groups, and I know that you're affiliated with several, and specifically those who focus on senior activities and networking. Can you share a little bit about those community groups?
Yeah. You know, as a smaller department, you know, we don't always have the resources, whether it's staff or the budget or the space, to provide everything we want to, everything the community wants and needs. And so we rely heavily on those partnerships with other community organizations that share our missions and values. So one of our biggest partners is Peninsula Seniors, local organization that offers a really wide variety of programs, events, and activities for older adults on the peninsula. We're fortunate to have a longstanding, really strong, mutually beneficial relationship with them. And many of our regular activities for seniors at Hess Park before the pandemic were organized by Peninsula Seniors. And we assisted with the logistics and providing the space and support for them. And then we have quite a few smaller groups and individuals that we contract with to lead classes for us. And those are, you know, all the meditation, the bridge and other games, fitness, dance, things like that for older adults. We contract with individuals mostly to lead those classes. And then partnerships with other groups like yours that bring unique activities to the older adult community. You know, art and art therapy is something that we hadn't been able to offer before, but it's proven to be popular and extremely beneficial.
Art to Wellness is Blue Sea Care's signatory successful aging program. It is founded on the principles of person-centered care to meet all home care needs.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And it is nice that you can get the people outdoors to do activities. And I have to say that I belong to a book club, and we've met at the parks locally, and we just bring our own chairs and we space ourselves out 10 feet apart. And you might, if you're hard of hearing, it might be a little difficult, but it's kind of a good way for people to get together. They can stretch, they can do different activities by spacing themselves apart. So sometimes it's just good to see a face instead of being on a, you know, a Zoom call or, you know, it's just a little bit different, even though we're used to it and we see each other and it is fun because I do that with my family too. So what are some things that inspire you as far as being a leader of recreation and activities, and how important do you think it is as part of our lives, as part of a you know, having activities for our lives?
Oh gosh, I mean, it's you know, absolutely essential in my view. Like I said, I got my start in this profession by participating in it. You know, not offering it to anybody, but being the person that it was offered to. And so I saw firsthand how beneficial it was. You know, not just physically, like participating in those sports, but socially, you know, emotionally, you know, cognitively, the knowledge that you build, it's an opportunity for lifelong learning. I mean, that's why I think programs for the older adult community are so popular, because even, you know, the seniors in the community are still seeking those opportunities for learning and for new experiences and for engaging with new people and old friends. So yeah, the benefits I think are huge, and I think it's an essential part of creating a community is offering these recreation programs to older adults. A lot of times you think just, you know, recreation, you think kids, but it really doesn't stop ever, you know. Mm-hmm. We serve all ages. Yeah.
So what is your most popular class or activity for among your seniors?
I think probably we offered a couple of lecture series at Hess Park prior to the pandemic that were extremely popular. In our biggest meeting room, we can accommodate a little over 100 people, and we were almost always overflowing, had people Wow. watching from the hallways. And then the groups that would get together, whether it was a class or just a group meeting up to do things like play bridge or other card games, something that was more about being a part of that group and interacting with each other and seeing a face, you know, meeting person to person, than it was about learning the game. Those were always popular, whether it was a small room of, you know, just 6 to 10 people, or again, our biggest meeting room with 80 to 100 people playing. Just getting together and interacting with each other is always popular.
Well, that's great. Have you done any lectures virtually?
We haven't ourselves. I know that when the pandemic hit, Peninsula Seniors transitioned a lot of their activities to virtual activities, mm-hmm. and were able to do so with pretty immediate success. So I believe they've continued to hold limited, but continued to hold ongoing lecture series without as much support from us, but gladly they've been able to continue that, bringing that to the community.
Oh, wonderful. Now, what is a quote or what are some words of wisdom that inspire you in what you do?
Well, I had to, something I would have to think about. But what comes immediately to mind is I have this magnet that's been on my desk, at my desk for probably 10 years. And it's just always within kind of my peripheral view. But it's a quote that's attributed to Teddy Roosevelt that says, I'll hold it up again if you can see it, do what you can where you are with what you have. And it's sometimes just, you know, I need the reminder to not be discouraged by adversity or unexpected circumstances and not to dwell on the things that are out of my control, but to be driven by my own goals and my department's goals and find creative ways to achieve them. It's easy to get hung up on what you can't do and forget about all the things that you can do. So it's kind of my daily reminder.
Very optimistic and I think very helpful for all of us. So do what you can. Say that again or hold it up again.
It's do what you can where you are with what you have. Yeah.
Do what you can where you are with what you have. That's very wise. Anything else you'd like to add about your programs and things that might be coming up in the near future?
You know, we're constantly adding new stuff. We really kind of kicked back into gear this fall, especially with outdoor programs. You know, we're blessed with mostly year-round, you know, decent weather. And so we can hold things outside year-round. And so that's exciting for us, offering things like yoga classes again and dance fitness classes again. Things for kids. So we're constantly adding new programs and constantly updating our offerings for activities. Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage people to keep an eye on, you know, our website and newsletters, because we're really trying to bring as much as we can back to the community after having to kind of hold back for so long. Again, always with safety in mind. I imagine virtual programs will continue indefinitely. Which is great. I think that works really well for some people, but we're really looking forward to building up our in-person activities again and offering people those opportunities to engage with each other. So keep an eye out. We're like I said, we're always offering more as we continue into fall and then into the new year. We'll offer more and more programs for all ages, including the older adults and seniors.
Okay, and if you do any more virtual lectures, I do have some guests that I've interviewed who might be interesting, like a neurologist who talks about music therapy for the brain, and several people, another Dr. O'Brien who talked about optimism. So we can talk about that later, but we'd love to work with you, continue to work with you, and I'll brainstorm some ideas for you.
Great. We're always open. We're always open and eager.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. And it's good. It's wonderful to meet you in person, at least virtually.
Right.
I hope to meet you in person one day soon.
So yeah, hopefully that'd be great.
Over the hill from us. And well, have a great afternoon and thanks. And we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you. Likewise, we appreciate you. So we're happy to be partners. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.